Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Jonathan, and it's Wednesday, and we're almost through the week. For some of us, it may be a short week with July 4th rolling around, but some may have to work it, and I understand that. I did that for many years, working in retail. I came across a devotional today I want to share with you guys. It's called Change for Life. The key scripture reading here is 2 Corinthians 3:18. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says this, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass of glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You can scrub a pig, sprinkle channel number 5 on them, put a ribbon around his neck and take him into the living room. But guess what? When you turn him loose, he will just jump into the first mud puddle he sees, because his nature has never changed. You see, he's still a pig. We constantly try to reform ourselves. Stores are filled with self-help books claiming to hold the secrets to personal reform or reformation. But such efforts are only temporary at times. A deeper transformation is needed, a transformation of the heart. It is possible. The Bible teaches that when we come to Christ, we are spiritually born again. God's Spirit comes to live in within us and changes our motives, change our objectives, change our disposition, change our internal destination, changes. No, it doesn't happen all at once, but we will spend the rest of our life learning what it means to follow Jesus. But it begins now as we open our hearts to him. The question here is your life being transformed? The hope for today is this: in Christ, we don't have to be who we were yesterday. We don't have to cling to the anger, the bitterness, the regret. In Christ, we are not cleaned up versions of the old self. We are made brand new. You know, this devotional really is, you know, I speak of regeneration, and one key verse in the Bible is Titus 3:5. You can check that out in the Bible, where it speaks of the regeneration of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, how you want to look at it. See, our lives are not supposed to be the same. Once Jesus comes into our hearts, our life should change. That regeneration is a key indication that the Holy Spirit truly has entered your heart. Without that transformation, then Jesus tells us that we're not his. So as you go the rest of this week, think about that. Think of, have you been transformed? Are you no longer the old self that you used to be? Love you guys. Y'all have a good Wednesday. Always in my prayers.